And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
I want to give a very special Block to Block welcome to Alo. That's right. Invita. All the way from East Palo Alto. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
How you doing, Vita?
Good.
You're doing good? And I'll tell you what, I'll let you go ahead, take it away. It's a very touching story, and I want you to go ahead and tell us and how folks could help.
Okay, well, Tavita was diagnosed with severe aplastic anemia. It's a bone marrow failure disease where his body doesn't produce enough blood cells to keep him safe from diseases, and it can be fatal. So he just finished an ATG treatment, which is a treatment that suppresses your immune system, and it's also called, they call it a mini chemo. But most likely, Tavita would need a bone marrow transplant. So what we've been doing is pushing bone marrow drives and going out into the community, specifically the Pacific Islanders and Asians, because Tavita is Samoan, Tongan, and Chinese, and trying to get, you know, as many people as we can to come out and, you know, donate. All it takes is a cheek swab. It takes about 10 minutes, you know, with the paperwork and the cheek swab, and then they'll let us know, you know, if Tavita finds a match in the U.S. donor registry. It's made up of mostly Caucasians. Mm. So for anyone who's Latin, Pacific Islander, Asian, I mean, there's really, really low chances of you finding a match.
And, you know, that's what we talked about the other day when we talked on the phone is, man, what is it? It must be culturally that our people are not, you know, donating. They're not aware, or what could it be?
For me, it took for my son to get sick, for me to educate myself about the bone marrow, the whole process of being a donor, you know, it's not that I didn't want to know. It's just, I think culturally you're just, as long as it doesn't affect you, then you don't know about it. You know, so I'm trying to, you know, not only look for a match for my son, but also other Tavitas out there who are, you know, going to get sick, other parents out there whose family members are going to get sick. And, you know, and if you're not Caucasian, your chances are really, really slim of finding a bone marrow match. For Tavita, he was lucky enough that he was able to do the immune suppressive suppression therapy, the mini chemo. Some patients with the disease aren't likely, you know, aren't lucky enough to do that. They have to go straight to looking for a match. So for me, I'm blessed that we have some time to look for a match. Mm. But there's some people out there who don't have time to look for a match. So I think, you know, being Pacific Islander, you know, Asian, I think it'd be, you know, not only be an advocate for my son, but for my community, you know, my people.
Oh, yeah.
And let them know, educate themselves. A lot of them, it's not that they don't want to know, it's that they, unless it happens to them, they're not going to go looking for it or researching it.
And so along with the education, you know, educate us right now. How did you find out? You were telling me that he's really athletic, and just tell us, take us down the road of how you discovered that he had this issue.
Well, Tavita's played contact sports his entire life since he was able to. He's always been an advanced athlete. He's always played with the older guys, and Tavita was well into sports. He loved rugby, he loved football, he played baseball, and probably 2 years ago I noticed after him playing football that he would have bruises from playing the contact sports, but I would notice them a year later, like they wouldn't go away. You could still see the blemish on his skin. So I took him into the doctors, and I, you know, talked to the doctors, explained to them what my concerns were, and they told me, you know, he's 8 years old, you know, he plays contact sports, he's a boy, they hurt themselves, and, you know, that's probably what it is. You know, it's just going to take longer for him to heal because it's a, you know, they're tackling each other, especially with rugby. They don't wear, you know, they don't wear protection like they do in football. So, you know, that's, I mean, that's what it was to me. I was like, okay, well, you're just going to have to try to hit them right then. Since in sports, you know, you have to hit them right, get low, you know, hit them right. Yeah. And I thought that's what it was. Well, in February after Vita's 8th birthday, he came down with the flu, a very bad flu. And I took him into the doctors. They said, you know, it's just a normal case of the flu. 2-3 weeks later, his nose started bleeding and it wouldn't stop. And he started getting fatigue. He started fainting. He couldn't get up. He couldn't even sit up. So I rushed him to the emergency room. He fainted in the emergency room, rushed us to the back. You know, we were surrounded by at least 40 doctors, and that's when I knew it was serious because, you know, I knew it was more than just a nosebleed. Well, they transferred us from Redwood City Kaiser to Santa Clara Kaiser, and I was met by the best doctor ever, Dr. Judith McGann at Kaiser Santa Clara.
All right now.
And
shout out.
She sat down and she told me, you know, your son is really, really sick. And looking at him, he, you know, he's showing symptoms of a leukemic patient. So that the first, it wasn't an actual diagnosis, you know, just from looking at him and his blood levels, he looked like he had leukemia.
Wow.
Well, they did a bone marrow tap, and 2 weeks later, he was diagnosed with severe aplastic anemia. He's had it at least a year from when we started noticing the bruises, and that's one of the symptoms of the disease. So Vita gets, he goes in and out of the hospital. He gets transfusions. He gets platelet transfusions, and platelets are the blood cells that helps your blood clot. So if Vita was to have a nosebleed, he doesn't have that clotting capability, so his nose will just keep on bleeding.
Wow.
So we've been going out, Vita as well, pushing these bone marrow drives, you know, and with the immune suppression therapy that he took, it takes about 6 months for you to get results. And we're hoping that that works for Vita. We're really hoping that that works for Vita because our second option would be a bone marrow transplant. And instead of waiting to see if Vita, you know, beat it with the immune suppression therapy, we're just going to push the bone marrows now because I don't want to wait until, you know, they tell me to. So it makes more sense. And then plus when I read about his chances of finding a match and how many Pacific Islanders have registered, it was just shocking to me. I was like, wow. So if, you know, other Pacific Islanders were to get sick, they pretty much have no chance.
And have you heard any stories of other children that have gone through this?
Yeah, well, our first bone marrow drive we had, there was a little girl. It was at Palo Alto. It was at a rugby game. And a little Tongan girl, I'd say she's about 16, came up to me. And she told me, she said, "I'm really hoping that this bone marrow works out for you." And I said, "Oh, I'm hoping so, too." And she said, "Because it didn't work out for my family." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean?" And she said, "I have a niece." She had a niece who was 8 years old, and the hardest part for them was not setting up the bone marrow drives. They would set up bone marrow drives, but none of the Pacific Islander community would come out to support the bone marrow drive. I'm sure they had their family members, but it wasn't, you know, it was not that it's not important enough. It's a lot of them don't know.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, her niece passed away, and she came out only for the cause. She came out just to be a donor because she was old enough now. Back then when her niece was younger, you have to be 18 to 60 years old to be a donor. So back then she wasn't 18 yet. So she was of age. So she wanted to come out and support the cause, and she was overwhelmed that there were so many Pacific Islanders out there who wanted to be a donor.
And, you know, well, let's let this segue into the drive that's going to be going on. And what if folks, you just mentioned right now, you got to be over the age of 18.
Yes, you have.
What does one need to do, or how is one eligible to help out?
You have to show up. And you have to be from ages 18 to 60.
And hopefully you're a Pacific Islander.
Yes, Pacific Islander
Asians. A call out,
the Pacific Islanders and Asians out there, we're not going to discriminate. So if you're Caucasian, Hispanic, you know, we're going to, you'll be able to help, you know, save someone else.
All right.
So we're not going to turn anyone away. And they have specifications for weight and height. So if you're a certain height, you have to be within a certain weight range. So that's the only thing they check. They also ask, they don't check, but they'll ask you if you have any illnesses or diseases. You know, it takes about 10 minutes to fill out the paperwork. And so our bone marrow drive will be this Saturday. It will be in Daly City at Jefferson High School. And it's hosted by Tavita's uncle, Sione, who plays for the Pacifica Islanders. It's a minor league football team. So they're playing against the North Bay Rattlers. And, you know, they have a great, you know, Pacific Islander support.
Oh, yeah.
So we're hoping to get a whole bunch of people out there and, you know, a bunch of donors registered.
We got Vita in the house. And is there a message that she want to send to folks out there? How you been holding up, man? You look strong and healthy to me, man. You got me fooled.
I'm good.
Is there a message you would like to say to those folks that have been coming out?
Thank you, all the people who've been coming out to my appointment. I bless you. Hope you kids don't get sick.
And Alo, as a mother, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a message that you would like to give to all the folks out there?
I would just tell them to, you know, cherish every moment that you have. You never know. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And, you know, not that I was a busybody, but I was always a busy mother. And I always kept Vita busy. But now me and Vita's father know that we have to sit back and relax and take some extra time for Vita, you know, some time for mom, dad, and Vita. So I would say, you know, it's almost Mother's Day, you know, cherish every moment you have.
And once again, what is that information, telephone numbers, email addresses? How can folks get in contact with you or
they can
learn more how they can help?
They can learn more and visit us at www.curetovita.com. There you see all the information of the bone marrow drives, pictures of past bone marrow drives, and health status on Vita.
And I want to thank you for coming down today all the way from EPA. I hope
Yay.
The drive wasn't... It wasn't too far of a drive for you now. And, you know, I just got a message of hope to you as well. And a lot of the folks out there who believe like I believe, you know, let's have a little prayer right now for Vita. And everything's going to be all right. And I tell you what, your voice is going to help out many other children, especially in the Pacific Islander community.
Oh, thank you.
And I tell you I what, so. I thank you for being that voice. All right. You've been tuned into Block to Block Radio.